VMN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where all listings are promoted. Now here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. We really love to hear from you. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. But we're on the line with Glenn and the duck.
Glenn's sitting in the duck blind with us today. Hi, Glenn.
Careful, that duck is mean.
I can't see you because you've got that.
It's a mean old duck.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Glenn Zubia, known as G Customs 41 on eBay. We're about ready to do a listing dish that we probably forced him into.
Absolutely.
But it's going to be fun. Okay, Griff, why don't you, well, first of all, I just gave out the item number in the chat board, but let's do that again. It is 2023.
Yep.
3946.
Yep.
1910.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Griff, why don't you start with the title?
So I thought the title's fine. If I had to make any suggestion, then we do this a lot. It's always about punctuation. Get rid of it. So unless it's absolutely a part of the description, I wouldn't use it. So I wouldn't put Gore-Tex in quotes. And I'd get rid of the forward slash between white and orange, because what it does is it makes either word unreadable. So unless someone types white forward slash orange, it's not going to, if they type white,
it's not going to show up.
So you want to make sure you don't use extraneous punctuation. Now, I don't know about the number 93/17. That might be how it's written. And if that's the case, like in a tag and a shoe, then you'd want to keep the forward slash.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the model, the shoe model.
So you're fine with that.
And it's
then
a buy it now, but he does have a make offer on it. That's good. Free delivery.
Yep.
This is good. I would get it by Saturday, which is good.
And the photos are great, except as we said, I'd use a different background. With these, I might use a black velvet background. That would make them pop.
Yeah, it is. The white, I see it's pretty tough. Like, sometimes it makes it look a little dirty.
Yeah, of course.
And I think, so I think the white, definitely it's a little bit tougher, especially with that background.
Yeah. When I look at your description, if we go down, these are new, right? But they don't have the box.
Yes.
So you don't have a UPC code for them.
No.
What size are they? 12s?
Yes.
So what you could do is there's a bunch of new ones up for sale. You could find some if they're size 12 and they have the UPC code, then I would steal it from them. So I don't know if this one is just, that's a little bit of advice. So I do this if I have, because the UPC code can vary from size to size. If I have a new pair of shoes without the box, or even a used pair, and here's a pair of 12s, and it says here, new without box, so it's not going to have the UPC code. But I do a little search for it because it'll make it a lot easier for someone to find it, I think.
Okay.
But that's just me. I mean, that's definitely not a requirement, I don't think. So, and then we're looking
now at... Now, over here in his item specifics where he's got cream... space white and then slash orange.
Yeah, that's not going to help you at all, because it's the same. That when we talk about item specifics, an item specific is made up of two parts. There's the label, which is on the left, and that's things like condition, pattern, color, brand, UPC, and then the value that's on the right. Some values are lots of text words. Some aren't. So condition has it's a pre-populated paragraph that fills in when you say new without box. Pattern, one word, solid. U.S. shoe size, 12, just the 1-2. Brand, Adidas. UPC does not apply as the standard at eBay. The model, you put in Adidas EQT support 93/17, I'm going to assume that's correct, so I can't. But when you have something like color, if you put more than one value in the value box for that label color, it's going to negate all of them. So they're not, none of them are ever going to show up. So, I always advise people to accept or choose the closest one out of the default list that shows up there, when you're choosing color. But definitely don't, if you're going to create your own, make it one word. Don't make it cream, white, /orange. That's it. Now it's become useless. It's never going to be an item specific on the left-hand side where someone could click and say, oh, I want cream, white, /orange. It's just never going to show up that way. It's going to say, what's going to say is color not specified. And then if they don't, so if they choose another color, your item is not going to show up in search. So that's important, not when you're making these decisions about the default item specifics that eBay serves up, is to, if you enter your own, make sure it's one word and make sure it's something that you know people would search on.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we'll just go with just the white, and
yeah, I would just choose white.
Go from there. Mm-hmm.
And then your description
is oy vey.
Oy vey. I'll show you why.
It's definitely oy vey.
So number one, it's too many colors. I don't know why sellers do this. This does not look good. Choose one color font. Black is the best. And one size font size, one font face. You will not see a retail store or a professional merchandiser on eBay, online on their website. Use these sort of behaviors with different colored texts,
middle,
different sizes,
centered.
And middle centered is a absolute no-no. I wish we actually didn't provide it. It makes it really much difficult, more difficult for a buyer to read. And here's why. All of us in the Western world that read, our alphabets or our written text from left to right, our eyes are trained over the years so that when we get to the end of the row, we know exactly where to, we twitch our eye muscles so we go right back to the beginning of the second line. This is an automatic reflex that all readers develop as they get, you know, when they learn to read as a child and they get older, it becomes muscle memory. When you center a bunch of text and someone's trying to read through it, that mechanism no longer works. So that the reader has to actually go back and forth to each line looking for the start point. Now, it may seem like a minor quibble, but it's just enough to fatigue a buyer so that they may miss a line or they may stop reading. And again, this is why you will never see a retailer ever center a description of an item that they have for sale.
You know, Glenn, also, as we go through the next 10 years of online selling, we've learned things in the last 20 years that we're putting into position now that's going to take you into the future. You know, like last year saying that you should have a white background, things of this sort.
Mm-hmm.
These are all going to make you stand out from a non-professional seller. See, now you're a professional seller, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to think in those professional terms.
That's
and
correct,
using
yeah.
all of these different colors in your font, using the centered, that's not professional looking also, besides what Griff said about it. Also, your description is supposed to be for a description of the article, and you've got all other kinds of things in here.
Yeah, and I'm going to, can I start on those?
Yeah, please start. Yeah.
So your description should talk about the item and nothing else. And what you don't want to do in your description, even when you're talking about, if you were just focusing on the item, is to beg questions in a buyer's mind. You mention here, 100% authentic. I never sell fakes, never will. 100% authentic product. Look at my pics. I have nothing to hide. I know what you're trying to do here. You're actually defeating your own purpose. You have, in my mind, if I didn't know you and I was reading this, have raised so many questions about authenticity, I am now hesitating to buy these. The only thing you should say about the authenticity of the items, in this case, is nothing. We assume that you're a professional seller selling on eBay. You are selling a brand name product. If you have to, just use the word authentic once. Never in your listing description should you say, I never sell fakes. It's like saying, I never murder anyone and I never will. Well, I was here looking at shoes and now I'm thinking about murder. When you say, I never sell fakes, I came looking for shoes and now I'm thinking about, wait, you mean these shoes can be fake? Maybe I won't buy these.
So if you consider the fact, Glenn, that you need four or five, maybe just four or five bullet points down there, and it should be the description of the article only, and that's what you should have there.
And so I know that, so there's some disconnect here, and this happens when people use templates. If we go down further, it says more and more and more. So I'm just going to say right off, everything underneath Adidas EQT Support 9317 Boost Gore-Tex Cream Orange White DB144 size 12. Condition, I'd have that line. I wouldn't have, you are looking at a rare original pair. Of course I am. I'm on the listing page. Get rid of those two first lines. You don't need to remind people what they're looking at. They know what they're looking at. So I'd keep that for that one line that describes pretty much the item, model number and everything. I'd get rid of rare shoe and size. I'd keep condition, brand new without box. They're
the
brand new without box. Why would you need an overall condition rating? They're brand new in box. You won't find this shoe anywhere else. That's not true. I found four other versions of these on eBay. So you want to get rid of that. Again, lose 100% authentic. The best price for these rare shoes, take a look at all my auctions. I don't understand that because they may be the best price, but now you're telling me to stop what I'm doing and go look at your other listings or auctions. That's a disjointed message. I would lose those two lines.
Stay with us because I found his UPC code. CJ did. She called
good for
in.
You.
She
Fantastic.
Called in.
Well, there you go.
It's on the shoe. Oh. On his picture, the last picture.
Oh, great. This open phone segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. We'll continue with this dishing when we come back after this break here on eBay Radio.
In the world of e-commerce, returns are a fact of life. Now, ShipStation helps you to turn returns into happy return customers. That's because ShipStation lets you automate returns through a branded returns portal. All your buyer has to do is enter their order number and a reason for the return and print out their return label. Easy peasy. Since you can brand your return portal with your logo and social links, that customer is going to remember who they shopped with. And a customer who has a happy returns experience is much more likely to come back and buy from you again. That makes you happy. There are lots of other reasons you'll be happy with ShipStation too. Like the ability to automate and customize practically every step of fulfilling your eBay orders. So come on, get happy. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Ron Lowe, a.k.a. Oilerman 21, was top-rated on eBay, but he knew something was missing.
I never liked the plain Jane appearance of my listing.
Then he discovered Crazy Lister with its super simple drag-and-drop interface.
With their template tools, it was so easy.
Ron loved Crazy Lister's bulk editing.
You can update all your templates.
He also liked knowing that his listings were mobile-optimized.
You can do your desktop template. And mobile.
When Ron had questions, Crazy Lister's customer support team was there for him.
I've never seen any company offer the kind of support that Crazy Lister offers. They love to help you succeed.
Ron is succeeding with Crazy Lister, and you can too.
Take their free trial. You'll go with Crazy Lister.
Try it free for 7 days. No credit card required at CrazyLister.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 443.
Shipping big and heavy items can be a challenge. Joe DeMarco is known on eBay as top-rated seller Hubcap Joe's. He says consider the long-distance shipping costs when offering free shipping.
The size and weight is very important. Now, if they're buying one hubcap, it costs me about $15 to ship it there. If they're buying four, it's going to cost anywhere from $38 and up. That is very restrictive on me offering free shipping. If somebody buys a 14-inch hubcap, they get them, and they realize they made an honest mistake, and they need 15-inch hubcaps, I would have to eat that $38 shipping, and I just can't do that.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always first in best match. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. We'd really love to hear from you at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We're hot and heavy inside a listening dish right now.
We're hot and heavy.
Hot and heavy.
Hot and heavy. I'll tell you, with Glenn Zubia, known as G Customs41 on eBay, and he's a terrific seller. He's got 1,806 feedback with 100% positive score. Takes wonderful pictures. We'd like him to use a white background, but the photography is excellent. And now we're talking about his description. And
we've gone through the formatting, but we're talking about the text, and the text really is important. So I got to say, I would lose everything from underneath condition, brand new without box. Everything else I would lose. It just, you end up at, bringing up questions more than answering them. Some of the information is actually contradicts the actual listing. There's a line in here that says, please view all the photos, description, and details. 100% authentic, sold as is. This item has 60-day free returns. Sold as is means there's no returns. So now you're contradicting yourself in the description, and you don't want to do that to a buyer.
No, totally
so,
makes sense.
So overall, Glenn, just remember, this is for a description. Four or five little bullet points, that's it. Just a description.
I would lose that line. I'd lose, I have 100% feedback rating as a buyer, as a seller. Buy from a seller you can trust. I don't recommend any of this sort of text.
None of it. Fast
serious
payment.
Bids
international
only.
Shipping, please contact me before bidding for rate.
Why are you doing that?
You're GSP.
Yeah, a lot of those were a little bit older too. I'm going to admit that they were a little bit older from older listings that I didn't get to change.
Okay. Now I'm going to tell you something. It wasn't CJ. It was CB from Chicago. Says this, there is a UPC code on his last, photograph. If you look at it on the, there is, it says made in Vietnam, US, UK, da, 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 da. And then it's got the,
That's not a UPC code.
Oh, it isn't. Okay.
No, sorry.
So there's
a bunch of numbers under there, but that's not, a UPC code never has letters.
This one doesn't have letters.
What number? The one before it?
It's the
118-376-8727.
Over to the left, isn't that a code? A barcode? I am looking at.
I'm looking at the last photo.
The last photo.
Right.
Okay.
There's no barcode on there. There's a QR code, but there's no numbers.
All right. Now, they're telling me the second photo, but not on my second photo.
Second photo. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. It's on the tag.
On the tag. That's what I
meant.
Right.
It's not the second photo. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mine is the last photo, the final.
It's the eighth photo.
Yeah.
So there's a, your UPC code is right there. It's 19102863-4749. It's on the tag of the shoe.
You see it, Glenn?
Yes, uh-huh. And and then the Adidas, yes, most of the Adidas do come with the tags. The Nikes don't, but I know you can, you know, do like a Google search and.
But that's
not what we're talking about.
That's the UPC code is right in one of your photos.
Yes, it's on the tag, on the Adidas tag, yes.
Right.
Okay. So you want to copy that in.
So if you use that, it'll all fill in for you in your item.
Well, it depends if it's cataloged.
Right.
And it may not be because, clothing, shoes, and accessories are not. That's a new catalog for a new category for catalog.
So, Glenn, here's what we're going to do with you. We're not going to give you a score because we think you deserve a 5, but you need to make a few changes and call us back.
Yes.
Definitely. I can work on the description and get all that cleaned up.
Right. And we won't give you anything against your not having a white background because your photographs are fantastic.
They really are.
So if you would just change in your listing, also in the listing title, he wanted you to take out some punctuation around Gore-Tex.
Oh, the color, and the color.
And the slash in between the colors and things of that sort. Fix that and give us a call and we're going to give you a 5.
Sounds good.
Okay.
We know we're going to.
We know we're going to.
We just know it.
Yes. Thank you, Glenn.
Well, thank you so much. No, thank you for having me and going through the listing and everything. Appreciate it.
We appreciate you being a guest today, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that was a fun one.
It was. I had a good time.
Yeah, I you know, people, they're, you know, 20 minutes it will take him to change this.
Yes.
If even that much.
Right.
And it will make all the difference in the world.
It will.
I'm not going to read all this crap when I look at somebody's... That's another thing, too. I just won't read it.
You're not going to read all that
when
text.
When I see all that text, I just don't. I just go on to the next one.
Yes, of course. You'll find that if you go to any retail clothing site, it can be any site, but let's stick with apparel, you won't find merchants doing that. And the reason why is because it's not conducive for selling. You don't want to start like... Saying authentic once is one thing, but saying it five or six times over and over, that's like telling me, this seller's trying too hard. These shoes must be fake. I know that's not the case. We know that Glenn's not doing that, but.
They might not have even be, what you're saying, and I agree with you, is they might not even be thinking about that when they're looking
at
your shoes, and now they are.
Yes. I know my example was a little bit extreme, but it's like saying, buy from us. We've never murdered anyone.
Oh. You know, it is time to start using your Q2 promoted listings credit.
Yeah, because you're going to lose it if you don't use it.
Yeah, I wanted to remind everybody about that.
It's important.
Go for it.
Well, this open phone segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Coming up, going mobile right here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, global food for thought.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
You remember starting small and working to build up your business? Bulk remembers too. The entrepreneurs who created Bulk started in 2004 selling liquidation inventory out of their garage. But there was no easy way to pay or ship the goods. Minimum quantities were too big, and there was no guarantee of what they'd receive. Bulk solved these challenges with the goal of helping you grow your business, no matter the size. Bulk offers you liquidation goods across dozens of categories by the pallet or case, sorted by condition. Bulk ships right to your doorstep for one flat rate, complete with an itemized and verified manifest. Cases start at just $100, and you can pay via PayPal, PayPal credit, or credit card with just one click. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
Hi, I'm the office orange tree at 6-Bit Software. I grow oranges all year long for 6-Bit founder John Slocum and his team to snack on. Now, you wouldn't think I could do that here in Pennsylvania, but that's how 6-Bit rolls. It's a labor of love. They've helped me grow from the ground up, and they take really good care of me all year round. They'll do the same for your e-commerce business. I've learned some juicy stuff just standing around watching John and his team. They spend a lot of time listening to what sellers want and need. Then they build those features into 6-Bit. You can list, ship, and manage your inventory right from your desktop, everywhere you sell. It's customizable, too. And if the guys at 6-Bit can make me produce oranges in Pennsylvania, imagine what they can do for your business on eBay. Now, aren't you glad I told you about 6-Bit? Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.